Yo, yo, yo. What's up, people? Mark Savant here. Welcome back to After Hours Entrepreneur, where we are talking about how to turn your side hustle, your pet project, into a six and seven figure business. And today I feel compelled to talk about focus. Now, listen, if whether you're new here or you've been listening for years, you know that I try to be as transparent as possible with what I'm trying to do. And last year at age 40 was my favorite year on this planet because I was fully self-employed. I had freedom to travel, generate a great income, and it was just a great year. So moving into this year, I had created an ambitious goal of bringing my business to $500,000. And my primary business right now is a podcast agency. I help business owners launch and automate podcasts. We've got nearly a dozen shows under production. I've got a team of about seven people right now, depending on the project. I might have more. But I've been really doing some soul searching recently because at the current time, I really have two businesses. I have my podcast agency, and then I have an AI education platform, newsletter, mastermind group, YouTube. And I feel really passionate about both because AI empowered me to leave my job. About 16 months ago, I started using AI in my business. Then 3 months later, I was able to quit my day job. So AI is very important to me. And I think that a lot of people don't understand what role AI is going to play in their lives, both personally and professionally. And this episode is not about AI per se, but what it is about is focus, because I'm kind of at a crossroads right now where I have two business models, two business ideas that, well, are being strained because I'm not focused. I was talking to a friend of mine here in South Florida who runs a very successful, very large insurance company, specifically on commercial insurance. And I was kind of explaining the different businesses that I do. And he very succinctly, very calmly, probably didn't even know how important these words were, but he says, it sounds like those ideas are in conflict. It sounds like those ideas are in conflict because, you know, I'm not Elon Musk. I can't run a space company and X and tunnels and Tesla all at the same time. Like that dude, I forgot satellites. He's got global internet satellites. So I'm not necessarily Elon Musk, but I feel like I'm very talented. I feel like whatever I put my mind to, I can make successful. And I'm at this crossroads right now because I have two businesses that are functional, generate income, they're profitable. But where should my focus be? That is what I'm struggling with. So I'm going through the process right now. And again, I want to be transparent with this show, with what I do here, because I want more people to have that freedom to wake up and say, wow, this was the best year yet. And so what I want to do is share just some of my thought process in how I'm going to tackle this dilemma. Before I do that, though, I do want to say that, and at least highlight that, it's very easy to get distracted in business as an entrepreneur. There's always a new idea or business model. It's funny. I've interviewed some of the best business minds in the world, and it's pretty common that I'll leave an interview and saying, that is a sick business. Why am I not doing that? Whether it's newsletters or blogs or what staffing, VAs, whatever it is. I'm like, wow, that's such a great business idea. And I do want to just confirm what I think is a very important statement, is that ideas are cheap. It's the execution that matters. Like it's funny, when I first started my business a few years ago, I was like, oh, I don't want anyone to know what I'm working on because someone's going to steal my idea. Bro, ideas are cheap. There are so many good ideas. The key is focusing on one and getting good at it and executing. And I think I've done a good job of that personally over the years, building out this podcast agency to a six-figure income that provides freedom, both in income and in time. But nevertheless, I'm at a crossroads here. So how am I going to decide where my attention should be? Should it be on the podcast agency and blowing that up? Should it be on AI education and blowing that up? I'll walk you through this in more detail in later episodes as far as specifics. But in this episode, I just want to kind of talk about how I'm planning to actually go through this and figure this out. So the first thing I want to do is assess the market. As they would say, market research. I have a very good bead on both of these markets because I have two businesses right now. SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I kind of think of this almost is a pros cons list. So writing out a big pros and cons list of both ideas. Financial predictions, which I think also go into market research. Like, what is it, like, how much money do I need to funnel into these ideas? Do I know that there's a market? You know, I had Noah Kagan on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he made a point that it doesn't make sense to just start a business and then sell it. Sell it first. Start getting people to buy in. And again, in both of these businesses, I already have clients. I already have students. I already have newsletter subscribers. So I already have the fundamentals. So I feel like I'm already kind of halfway there. The other thing I think that I need to really consider with both these ideas is resource assessment. How am I spending my time, my money? Where am I going to be spending it? Is that going to be fun? Am I going to enjoy that? Is that going to excite me? Both of these ideas, where do they line up with my personal goals and expertise? Again, where am I going? And, you know, I ask this question to anyone that I hire, I work with, maybe it's someone that I'm planning on partnering up with. What do you actually want to accomplish? What do I want to accomplish? Where do I want to be in 5 years, 10 years? I think that's a really important, really important question. You know, assessing the risk. Is now a time? Can I afford to take the risk? If I, for example, spent less time focusing on growing my podcast agency and more time focusing on AI education, my podcast agency is the bulk of my revenue right now. It's the bulk of my income. If I lowered my focus there, increased my focus somewhere else on my education company, how would that impact me financially? Is that a risk that I'm able to take? And again, the other thing about risk is, can I be successful in this? I know I'm going to be successful in whatever I put my focus on. Whatever I decide inevitably to put my focus on, it's going to crush it. It's going to be successful. I know that. And again, I'll walk through more of these pros and cons lists in future episodes. I'm an open book, people. That's why I share these episodes, because I'm an open book. So these are all things that I'm thinking about. And of course, conversations. I'm going to speak, talk to my wife a lot about it. One of the challenges, again, is in being an entrepreneur is typically your spouse is not going to understand what you're going through. They're not going to understand the questions. They're not going to understand the thought process. They're there as a support. But quite frankly, sometimes just talking it out and putting my ideas out there and listening to myself, sometimes that creates a lot of clarity. Speaking to trusted colleagues is the one of the final pieces of this puzzle here. And I've already got meetings lined up this week to talk to people, to get their input, their insights. I've already gotten insights from several people that that feel strongly one way or the other. But man, it is difficult. It is tough to make a decision. But here's the reality. The more focused we are as entrepreneurs, the more successful that endeavor is going to be, period. You know, I haven't made this big decision yet, but I've got two businesses right now, one which is solid, the other which needs attention. And wherever I decide inevitably to put my attention, I think is where the success is going to be. So anyway, thanks for listening, subscribing today. If you want more information on that AI education platform, you can go to AIupdate.com. And when you sign up for that newsletter, I will give you a free gift. It's a 100-page ChatGPT guide with prompts, automations, keywords, a lot of really good stuff there at AIupdate.ai. Go to AIupdate.ai to stay in the loop. In the meantime, make it great. I will be back very soon. I got a bunch of interviews lined up. Cannot wait to share them. They're going to be sick, nasty, dope. You're going to love them. And I'll catch you in the next episode. All right. See ya. Peace.